Senior prank, I said. The marching band is going to follow the principal around today.
Oh, nurse, Shepherd said. Our school prank was putting the principal's car onto the roof of the gym.
How'd you get it up there? Casey's eyes widened.
One of the seniors had a dad that owned a crane company, he said. Where are you live from?
The band's social media page, Casey answered, moving in closer to me to show me his phone. Shepherd pulled his up, too, and he grinned when he saw all the comments start rolling through.
This page is popular, he mused.
West Dallas won the marching band invitational last year, Casey explained. Bands are pretty big down here. Not as big as football, of course, but big enough that...
He kept talking, but I focused on the screen. I watched the band stomp toward the building that housed the principals and secretaries, though likely the secretaries were out to lunch. The vice principal usually lunched off campus with her husband, who worked in construction down the road, meaning no one but my fiancé would be inside, which was exactly how I wanted it. I couldn't wait to see his reaction. He loved senior pranks. They were some of his favorite things. Rupert loved his seniors. He loved even more that they were going out and doing something with themselves. That was why I'd first fallen in love with him, his love for his students. When I'd first met Rupert, he was the lead history teacher. Now I was, since he'd taken the principal position. When the position of principal had come available, I'd encouraged him to take the job, and he'd thrived. It had been 3 years since he'd done it, and each year I loved watching him build a rapport with his students.
Oh!
Casey all but jumped.
Cal's got the door.
It's locked,
Cal whispered. Someone passed up the key I'd given them this morning, and Cal quietly unlocked the door. Rupert always did lunch in his office while he went over the upcoming week's events. I'd tried to join him a few times, but he'd said that he needed that time to himself to figure out his next steps. I'd given it to him and respected his time, and usually caught lunch in the teacher's lounge and watched an episode of a crime documentary. The doorknob turned, and Cal shoved the key into his pocket. Seconds later, he held up his hands and counted down. 3, 2, 1. The door opened.
The band started playing We Will Rock You. Rupert startled from his standing position in front of his desk and turned.
The first thing I saw was a pair of spread legs on the desk in front of him, with a very up-close and personal view of a vagina. The next I saw was Rupert's...
The band's notes died. The woman on the desk sat forward, and my heart sank. Jalessa, my best friend, squeaked and covered herself with the only thing she could find. A photo of me and Rupert that we'd taken at the beach this summer.
I overpaid for this coffee as it is. I pointed out, not bothering to inform her that she'd overcharged me on purpose. My guess, to line her pockets, seeing as she was so bad, I never tipped her. Now, you can either get me a new one, clean that up and not complain, or you can go find another job. You can't do that, she rolled her eyes, not believing that I'd get her fired. My boss will love me for not serving you again. Actually, I can, I said as quietly as I could. Because my sister owns this place. She blinked. She does not. Actually, she does. My sister Milena came out of the back room. Now, give him the good coffee, clean that up, or go find a different job.
He doesn't tip,
she cried.
Mariska, dear, Milena said. He co-owns this place with me.